840 CFCW, I'm Jackie Ray, and I have Sharon with Gardening with Sharon. This feature brought to you by Rig Hand Distilleries. You can order online. You can go for a tour. Just go to righanddistillery.com. And last week, Sharon, we were talking about, you know, proper way to wear a poppy. And then you got talking about poppy seeds lasting for 80 years, which is crazy. And then you said, you know, JR, there's also a way that a proper way to collect seeds to keep them viable.
Absolutely. So seeds lasting 80 years and having their viability maintained is really, really unusual. Usually seeds last, you know, it depends on the seeds. Like some seeds only last for a few years. Others are oil seed where they have oil in the seed where they last for a really long time. And this is what the Rias poppy would have been. But let's talk about the factors that affect seed viability. Number one is seeds lose their oomph when they get old. They just lose a little bit of their viability each year. Exposure to UV light also decreases their viability. So if you kept them in the dark, they would last longer. Another thing is heat. Most seeds hold their integrity best when they're stored at 3 to 4 Celsius, or a lot of refrigerators aren't in Celsius, and that's about 38 Fahrenheit. Humidity can also cause mold growth. One little thing is, they need to be kept dry. Just a little aside here is never use a microwave oven to dry the seeds because it messes up with their genetics a little bit. So instead, spread the seeds out on a flat pan, on paper towels, or on parchment paper and let them air dry, or you can place them in an oven at about 100 Fahrenheit. And then physical damage to the seed coat that surrounds the seed also will affect their ability to germinate. And for some, if the damage is significant enough, they will not germinate at all. Seeds need to stay in a cool, dark, dry, protected space. For me, the refrigerator is the best place to keep them because it's dark for most of the time and it's cool in there and it's dry. And if you put them in a sealed container, you know, like a Rubbermaid container with a lid, and then they won't get damaged. And some people have said, but I'm concerned because, you know, refrigerators open and close and la, la, la. But if you put them at sort of like the back of the refrigerator, if you have a extra refrigerator that you store, you know, extra things in that doesn't get opened as much, that would be the ideal refrigerator. Another thing, last thing, remember to label your seeds with who they are, their name and the year. If you can put the month, that would be great. But as long as you have what it is and what year it is, then you won't get lost in your seed collection, or they won't get lost in your seed collection.
For more info about keeping seeds viable, where can they go, Sharon?
Instagram is at Gardening with Sharon. Facebook too, Gardening with Sharon. And that's also the name of my website.